It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Oh, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and I coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona, where there's all kinds of stuff. We have so many activities going on that we have not enough time in the day to get to it. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about immigration reform, and the cameras are coming down. You know, we have the cameras coming down here on the freeways, like 10% of the cameras here in Arizona. But, you know, how'd that come about? Well, scammers, camera fraud. We got Sean Dow in studio. We're going to be getting to that. But first, at the same time, all this hoopla is going on there. We had SB 1070, which is the bill by Russell Pierce that was the immigration bill everybody's talking about. And it was kind of delayed for 3-4 weeks because we did an evaluation of the bill here at Freedom's Phoenix. And it got to the point to where its sponsor, Russell Pierce, was out there going, oh, Ernie's, engaging in domestic terrorism by telling legislators what it really says. Really? Okay. This is what the problem is. You have several sides. We have people, they want something done about immigration. They want, and of course, a lot of people, they just want, yep, you know, all the Mexicans and anybody else, you know, that they, Mexicans cannot come here, okay? We want them to go back. We want them to be, you know, heck, no more brown people. And, you know, if you're brown driving around, get on the ground. You know, so this is a big emotional issue for a lot of people. On the other side, they're saying, hey, I'm a human being. You know, I just walk across this. I just want a job, man. What up? So I'm, you know, wanting to know what that. Hold on. So what happens is we're in a situation to where this issue needs to be discussed, but are the right issues being discussed? What are the issues? National ID is a big part of this legislation, and that's what we focused on. You know, if you want to deal with the immigration issue, fine. But this was not it. What they're doing is they gave law enforcement and indemnified them. I mean, they're not held responsible for sitting you on the ground. And you can't do anything about, and they're turning over all the databases from Arizona. You got a hunting license, a fishing license, DMV. You ask for a concealed carry permit, boom, goes to Homeland Security. And once that's done, it's not undone. I'm sure they probably already got it anyway, but they're going to try and make it legal. Because who do we have here? We had Janet Napolitano as our governor. Now she's head of Homeland Security. So they say, well, we passed a No Real ID Act here in Arizona. Well, it doesn't matter. They had enhanced driver's licenses, had all the same information anyway. So I'm going, you know, this is, they're not really discussing what the real issues are. Well, right now, after they signed that legislation, immediately that afternoon, a gentleman's driving his truck, commercial truck license. He's working for a company, goes to a weigh station. He shows them his commercial driver's license. And they go, yeah, you're a little brown, buddy. Got an accent. You know, I don't like what you have to say about it. You're just answering the questions. Yeah, my mother lives in Mexico. I'm here legally. I was born here in Fresno, California. You know what? We don't care. You know, handcuffed, take him down to the INS office in Phoenix, Arizona. His wife had to drive down to Maricopa Town, way south of Arizona, go to the his home, get his birth certificate, and she got hers too because she was worried they're going to get her. She's a little brown also. So they come back, show it to him. Okay, fine, you can leave. This is what's going to happen. This is what's already happened. The law has not even been put in effect, and it's already happened. Papers, please. Now, down before 90 days before this law becomes enacted here in Arizona, during that time, there are people at the state capitol camping out. And depending on what's in the news and what's going on, you have, you know, from hundreds to more to less, you know, but they're camping out. We're gonna be here until this thing becomes law. We want to change something, do something. Well, you know, we got to get that side. So who do we have? We have Trino Ono is a gentleman that represents Reform Immigration for America. Now, of course, you know, reform it how? Well, they're kind of on the side of the Mexicans. Yes, we can. Well, let's go ahead and get to Mr. Ono. Mr. Ono, I got you there?
Yes. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, this is what I want to do. I want to, you know, get your side. You know, my position on this thing, I'm a libertarian. I'm like, you know, I, you know, make them all legal. They come in and out, you know, kind of, I know a lot of the audience there, they're not for this, but I'm, look, you know, I do not, as an employer, which I owned a restaurant, yeah, I found it very anti-freedom for me to have to go to a federal government to ask permission to hire another human being, to enter into a voluntary contract with another human being. I got to ask permission to somebody from the government. That right there, just that's what bothered me. So then they want to enforce the border. Fine, get on the border. But they never do that. You know, I don't know why. But my thing is I'm going, all right. So we have people protesting this bill, and not on the national ID issues. I'm getting the impression that once they do this national ID, that's going to make it much easier for you to get amnesty or a guest worker program, or they got to wear their little Star David on their arm or something. It's like the Palestinians in Israel. Got your papers on you? So I can see where this is going. You want to know how Nazi Germany came about? This is it. Okay, so while you're arguing whatever immigration issues you are you even addressing this national ID, everybody carrying around papers, I got a uniform, show us your papers. So I need to know, what is it that you guys are advocating for and why?
Great. Thank you so much for that. So we, as a campaign, we're made up of about 800 different organizations and groups, actually. So it's a big coalition. But we're basically united under several principles. One is, you know, the system is absolutely broken and it needs to get fixed and it needs to be fair. What that means is it's got to be fair for workers and for employers. It's got to work. It's got to be practical. It's got to be consistent with our values, the traditions embedded in the Constitution. So what that means is certainly labor protection laws has to be enforceable. People can't be exploited.
Define exploitation. I say, I want you to make widgets, and I'm going to pay you this much. And, oh, by the way, you got to stand ankle deep in mud all day. And they go, yes, I'll do that. And then what? You know, I got to have some kind of other condition on it or something? I mean, you know, who gets to make the determination of what the employee-employer relationship is? Who
sure,
decides
certainly.
It?
For instance, there's a lot of exploitation going on right now, whether it's in agriculture or manufacturing. Actually, this is the second anniversary of the immigration raid in Postville, Iowa, where I was right after that raid and came to learn that, you know, I met a 16-year-old girl at the time there. She had been working at that plant since she was 13 years old. You know, that's a violation of child labor laws. However, because she is an undocumented immigrant, she had nowhere to run, you know, the company could exploit that situation, exploit the whole family. And things like that are going on in our country, and that's got to stop. The ironic thing is the plant.
Okay,
well,
let's go this step by step. I mean, yep. I'm going to hit you on every thing that comes out of your mouth. I want to make sure we understand where we're going.
Yep.
You know, as a freedom-oriented individual,
yep.
You know, child labor law shouldn't even be there. I'm going, yeah, my restaurant, I got child, I got the wage and hour guys on the state and federal level coming in. Where are the children? Well, they were my children. So I'm going, you know, the laws don't apply. They're my kids. Or if they're my grandkids, it's like a farm thing. Or you got a little Chinese restaurant. They got all the kids in there working. So why? Because it's legal. Well, I'm going, okay, that law don't mean nothing to me. I'm amazed that we don't have apprenticeship programs. Heck, the 13-year-old kid learning to do something, you know, they're lucky they're getting anything.
I mean, I agree with you to a point.
Who decides the point, though?
Would be great. I think it's situations where people are getting sexually abused on the job, for instance, physically abused, people being chained so they don't run away after work. I mean, that happened. That was
I'm with you on that one. I'm with you. You know, it's a base principle.
Yep.
You know, are you voluntarily doing something in exchange for whatever the contract says from the other guy?
Yep.
What you're advocating for is predetermining what the relationship is between the employee and the employer. And then you got another issue, which is involved whether they're an immigrant or not, legal or illegal. So we're going to go. So I really need to focus on the legal and illegal part, because that's what this issue is about. All these other things, you're talking to the wrong guy, man. I don't want the government involved in anything. So let's go. When we come back, we're going to push the button on us. We'll be right back in a few minutes here, and I'll let you go ahead and explain everything.
All right, great.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And Shu Ono is on the line. He's going to help us understand what there is an organized effort here advocating for, because this is where the laser beam of attention is at. It's on Arizona. So they have a mission to make sure that their voice is heard, with Arizona as the lightning rod of all the attention on the immigration issue. So this is the place where they need to be. Who are they? Reform Immigration for America. Well, Shu, first, go ahead and tell us about the organization. I mean, you told us you're aligned with a whole bunch of different people and everything, but I mean, what's behind it? What's the goal?
The goal is to actually get real reform done so that, you know, this country can move on from this problem, this crisis that's going on right now.
Okay, the real reform needs to incorporate
what? Incorporate, first, a system that immigrant families can actually go through and not have to go around, which means ample numbers of visas that actually reflect the actual economic needs of the country. Secondly, a system where, you know, families don't have to remain separated. Right now, there's so many families, mixed-status families, who have to wait 10, 20 years, actually, to be reunited with their loved ones. Third, it has to actually make sense for both employers and employees. So labor unions and the Chamber of Commerce, for instance, have to be able to agree on what makes sense for how many immigrants we actually allow into the country.
Well, I just had a gentleman on that wrote a book, The Devil at My Doorstep, and the whole thing was on how the unions will come into a business and make them do whatever, and they got the federal government on their side, and you have to, and all this. And I'll tell you, from, you know, a freedom-oriented view, that job is mine. If I'm an employer, I made the job. It's my job. What the person that comes in to perform that job, they own their labor, okay? And they can collectively bargain all they want. I don't care, but I don't have to hire them. Oh, yes, you do. We got a law. And I'm going, you know, this is, it's just more governmental, fill out the paperwork control. And what you're really looking for, I mean, if we go to the immigration issue, you're going, okay, there are a lot of immigrants that came here illegally. We need to make them legal. Yep. We need to make it to where the others that do want to come here, that there's some kind of enough are allowed to come here that they're not just going around the system anyway.
Exactly. That's
and
exactly
then,
right.
Yep. Well, what they're trying to do on the other side, they go, yeah, well, we got a system that it doesn't matter if you come here or not. We're going to e-verify and got a list and permission slip. You can hire somebody. And if they're not on the list, national ID, then you can't hire them. Any, they can't get a job. Well, then they'll get a job under the table. Cash this. It's kind of, so I can see you're just advocating for just more paperwork, another level of bureaucracy, another, you know, you can see from my standpoint, I'm like, can we not have all the paperwork. It's only the government that's always complaining about more customers. But what they're advocating is they're going, yeah, but then when you have all these Hispanics that come into America, they change our culture. And I go, hey man, I'm for that culture of freedom thing. You know, that's what I care about. Cinco de Mayo celebrations or not.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point, right? I mean, if we, say that, this country really believes in free trade. Well, free trade means it's free movement of goods, services, and labor.
But
and
you're
right
wrapping
now, we're
this
artificially, controlling some of those aspects.
No, I understand. We're on the same page there. But instead of advocating for that from a libertarian perspective, mm-hmm. you're coming in. Well, we need to pass a law that not only makes the illegal people that are here legal. We have more people that's coming in, fine. But then in there, you always bring up unions. We're going to unionize all these people.
I think that's the point I'm trying to make is I'm not just advocating the union perspective. We're also talking about the business perspective. Businesses need to be able to hire people they want to hire. And right now, that's not happening. And I think some of the proposals that people are talking about, it makes things worse. They're talking, somebody floated this idea about, every business having to run, their own retina scan where everybody's retinas would be databased. And that's crazy talk in my opinion. I think people on the left and the right, and especially libertarians, would flip out on such a crazy program.
Flipping!
What's that?
I'm flipping.
Yeah, exactly. I think, I think some crazy ideas are being bandied about because everybody's created this hysteria about immigrants.
Well, no, immigration was, this is my standpoint why I come up against a lot of the guys on this issue. Because I go, immigration was always, always, always about national ID. It was never about immigration. It has always been about creating a national database, and they're going to do, okay, you guys want to have all these, fine. Well, we're going to have in this legislation that everybody gets their retina scan. We get their DNA. We get their chip. If you're going to be here, you're really, okay, fine. We'll let you work here. Here's your RFID chip. And this is going to be, and because it's going to get what you wanted, you're going to have, your organization is going to be going, yes, and boss, yeah, we're all for it. Absolutely. If we can get this, we'll trade off that. And then guess what? I'm next. I'm going to get chipped. Because if they're going to be asking for your papers, well, how do they get to your paper? They're going to have to ask everybody, including me. And I'm going, there is not a freedom option in this entire discussion. You're down there pounding your fist on tables or protesting around the state capitol, whatever. We want to be made legal. And in exchange for that, we will allow what? I mean, you're already talking about more mandates from the federal government on how people hire and fire and regulations on age and child protection. I just see more paperwork.
I hear what you're saying. I think there's already way too much paperwork. And I think one of the problems is that, the paperwork isn't consistent. So, a business right now can do everything they're required to do and yet still be sued or be indicted for circumventing immigration laws, even though the businesses did what they were required to by law, right? And so I think, the paperwork has to make sense, for heaven's sake, and they can't be the conflicting kind of policies that this system, is under right now, I think. Hopefully there'll be ways to streamline it, but I think, the current trend with this new law in Arizona here, the SB 1070, is like, everybody would be required to carry their ID and their license and their birth certificate, because if you don't have it, you could be a U.S. citizen and, maybe you're brown and you don't have your driver's license and your English isn't that good because your parents didn't speak much English,
No, it happened. It happened a couple of weeks ago. Yep. I mean, they pulled a guy who has a commercial driver's license. He didn't have his birth certificate on him. You're driving around while brown, get on the ground. I get it.
Exactly. This is exactly what we want to prevent. This is it's un-American.
Yeah, no, you use that as the basis to say that's what you want to prevent, but you're willing to sell out in order to get what the core of your constituency, what they want is the ability to bring families back together, to stay here and work, to become documented and legal, to have more people that can be able to get in legally. I understand all of that.
Yep.
In exchange, what are you willing to, you know, sell of my freedom in order for you to get that?
I see. Yeah, I don't want to sell out anybody's freedom. I think, I do understand your point. I think you make a very good point. Is that
nobody else is making it?
Like, realistically, I think with this legislative process, we're expecting that, you know, on both sides, that, you know, it's going to be a compromised piece of legislation, which means nobody's going to be really happy about it.
No, no, they're going to get exactly what they want.
Live with.
No, I can tell you what they're going to want to live with. They're going to get exactly what they want. They want national ID. This is this whole thing. What a lot of people see. I love going on record on this.
Yeah.
I love being very, very crystal clear about this because
you know,
I know what's going to happen.
Thing came up before, and you know, states balked at it because it would cost so much money and be so invasive on everybody. And I think that's another huge problem. Is like, how much is the federal government really willing to spend on making this real ID real?
Okay, there's a lot more stuff I want to get.
In my opinion.
Can you stay another segment?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and do that because I got a lot of this stuff I want to go on because, you know, I want to be on your side. I want to help. I need allies, too. I want freedom. You know, I'm just wondering if that's what I'm going to get if I'm working with someone. They want to free human beings on this planet. I'm all for that, but not, you know, so I be enslaved.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, when love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love?
Oh, it's right here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day on the Liberty News Radio Network. And, you know, and I'm telling you, Mr. Ono, it's you want to have an ally. You know, you'll have an ally with, you know, employers. You have an ally with people. You have an ally with freedom fighters. You have an ally with the, you know, the Lovolution. You'll have an ally with, you know, certainly the immigrants and the work and everybody. If you advocate for the freedom and not come up to an employer and say, oh, we're gonna legalize everybody. And oh, by the way, here's a whole bunch of new rules for you. And the unions are coming in and laws passed by Obama administration is going to make you do what we want you to do anyway. And I'm going, you know, you're going to get allies that way?
That is a really good point. You know, I think it seems to me that I would love it if libertarians all over the country would actually start calling up Senator Charles Schumer of New York and tell him exactly this, that people do not want this crazy invasive biometric database ID system.
Oh, he knows. This is not a secret.
Clear,
oh, they know. What do you think that the whole freaking Lovolution was all about around Dr. Paul's campaign? Well, you noticed that, didn't you? I mean, you know, this is an entire new generation of people understand and are sympathetic towards people that just want to work and want to be free. But it's like an invitation. You know, Lady Liberty's standing there. It's not a welfare roll she's holding in her hand. It's a Declaration of Independence. And she's saying, bring us your tired, hungry, poor, huddled man. Come on in. And you're welcome to join us, but not change us. And certainly not with the force of government laws. But that's not what's being advocated by the pro-immigrant advocates such as yourself and the people down there. They're going, we're going to use our force of numbers to bring about some kind of change that's going to include all these laws and all these requirements on employers. You know, they love them being illegal. They don't have all the paperwork. So I'm going, they make them legal, but keep the paperwork. I don't need it. So I'm going, if you were to come out and advocate for freedom of human beings, to be able to voluntarily contract with other human beings, if you say we advocate for employers to be able to hire whoever the heck they want without seeking permission from the government, but that's never brought up. Nobody ever says that. No, we're going to use the force of numbers to bring about some kind of a legislation that makes us happy, you happy. Nobody really likes it, but that's how we get it passed. And I'll guarantee you, Mr. Ono, how that's going to happen. They are going to have legislation that it's going to be, so it's just like these TARPs and these bailouts and health care and all these controversial issues that nobody really wants, but they're going to get enough votes by doing one thing. This one thing is going to be everybody is going to be biometrically ID'd, and they're going to give you exactly whatever it is they're going to get you to sign off on it, but I guarantee it's going to include that, and we're going down the dark side.
Yeah, that does sound like a really dark vision, actually. And
well, is it true or not? Is that going to be part of it? I tell you right now, you're the one. You're in Washington, D.C. You're the ones that are the lead spear on this thing. You're the advocacy of all of these people. And what is it that you're going to have to deal with? They're going to make you have contend with this one issue. Okay, you can have some kind of reasonable immigration policy, wherever the heck that is, and I guarantee it includes some kind of biometric ID. Are you going to take that?
That biometric stuff, it scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, you didn't answer my question. If they're going to give you...
I can't speak for the coalition exactly. When the push comes to shove, I don't know where those lines are going to be drawn on
I do.
Compromise. And I
do.
Think, you know, it won't really be up to us to accept or reject. I think it's going to be the legislators, right? Which, again, does, you know, kind of make me worry a little bit. But I think, you know, it will, well, it'll be, you know, deals made.
Yeah, of course there is. Let me tell you what the deal is going to be. Let me tell you what's going to happen.
It'll be made with our coalition. It'll be in the legislature.
Yeah, I like there's a difference. You know, the thing.
Oh, I mean, if we had that kind of power, this thing would have been done by now. And it would have actually, you know, it would incorporate all of your suggestions, I think, in that, yeah, I mean, what, you know, these immigrants want is really freedom.
Let me tell you the kind of freedom they're going to get. They're going to get Palestinian freedom that works in Israel. The Palestinians, okay, yeah, you can come across the wall here and we'll have this job. Guess what? Got to go through checkpoints. Got to have your ID. Got to have special license plates on your car. You got to have, a little forehead tattoo, whatever the heck it's going to be. You know, a chip or whatever. That's coming. And this, and there will be a sellout from the immigration advocates, and that is what's going to happen. And it's going to affect me and your not advocating for the real freedom that I would say, come, I don't care, be free. I want as an employer, I want to be able to hire whoever I want, do the job for whatever, you know, it's going to happen anyway. And I'm for a freedom guy. But what happens on the right? They're going, oh, no. They're taking jobs away from and doing, yeah, and whatever. And they're willing, well, we're going to have a national ID that they're screaming. The Republicans are screaming against that in the late 90s. All of a sudden, it's early 2000s. Russell Pierce used to be head of the Department of Motor Vehicles. He's bringing in Social Security numbers matching up with your driver's license. He got a bunch of pushback on that. So they go, okay, well, we won't put the Social Security number on the driver's license, but it was linked anyway. Then he becomes a legislator. He does Prop 200 for immigration. Paragraph in there says all IDs integrate any interface with the state. You have to have shown that you're a U.S. citizen. Well, there's your national ID right there. Well, it wasn't good enough. So then here we go with another thing. They're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to have employee stuff. We're going to have local municipalities and their law enforcement have to enforce federal law because they're not. And they blah, 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 blah. And behind this whole thing has always, always been national ID. And I'm saying you're going to be part of the negotiation for getting whatever it is that you want, which will be the main thing is making people that are here legal to keep families together, let people be legally able to work. And in exchange for that, I guarantee on the table will be absolutely, as long as they get their biometric, as long as they produce their whatever card that they have, papers, please. And to see if they got their card, they're going to be asking me for mine. So I'm going, how am I going to align myself with immigrants, you know, legal, illegal people? What I, you know, I don't even look at it that way. How am I going to align myself with individuals that just want to be free to voluntarily contract with other human beings when they're the ones begging for this kind of control? You see my point?
I see your point. And
so I need you on my side. I want to be on your side. Yes, it's all about, you know, fine, I can't even get past the overriding issue that is coming at us from both sides, that nobody's talking about this one thing, and that is, how are they going to negotiate the deal for illegal immigrants to stay in this country? They're going to go, okay, we'll give you this kind of amnesty thing, but guess what? They're all going to be tagged. Don't all you guys on the right feel better now that we're going to make them have papers? They got to have we got E-Verify. We got all these special little whatever. Somehow that doesn't apply to me. How are they E-Verifying? Because they're checking me too.
Yeah, that's exactly what's wrong with E-Verify, is like American citizens and getting fired because, you know, they didn't change their, you know, social security number matching up with, you know, when somebody changed their name, getting married and stuff. So I think, I mean, that's definitely a huge problem. I see what you're saying.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, this is what I need. You go talk to your boys, okay?
Yeah,
you go in and you say, hey, you know what?
We need your help on this. I mean,
it's not, you know, it's a default position of always, I want to get what I got to negotiate to get what I want. Well, what is it you want? I mean, you want freedom. You know, you want to be able to, you know, come to play. There's a job here. I want to do it. But then you have the argument on the other side. Yeah, but you're taking all of our resources. You know, you get free school, you get free parks, you get free library, you get free welfare, you get all. Well, as a libertarian, I'm going, yeah, well, guess what? I'm for doing away with all those programs. Now what? You know, so you know, are you advocating for that? You say, look, we don't want any of your programs. Do away with them. Well, then you go, well, then you got equal protection clause. Everybody's equally seen under the law. If you qualify, they qualify. And I'm going, you know, a lot of people don't understand. It's the 14th Amendment that makes all these illegal aliens having access to these programs, because the law says people. It doesn't say citizen. Our Constitution doesn't even address citizenship. You know, so I need to be able to help you, you know, fully. I need you to advocate for freedom. Freedom, real freedom, not more paperwork. Well, I'm going to let you comment
point.
On it. Stay one more segment. You know, I keep yakking because I wanted this opportunity to talk to you. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to talk to us in the next segment when we come back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And we're gonna make a Declare Your Independence kind of guy after Shu Ono in just a little bit.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, whoop, whoop, that's the sound you're going to be hearing. Everybody. Oh, it's a jackbooted left jackboot, right jackboot, and the jackboot on your throat party. Here it comes. Where's your ID, boy? You know, and I'm just, I'm redheaded, freckle-faced kind of guy. I doubt I'm going to get, you know, much attention. Well, I always tend to. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, in this circumstance, it's probably not going to be it. But my youngest daughter, her boyfriend's Hispanic. You know, and I just, you know, I know where this is going. You know, my daughter is going to suffer as much from this. You know, so I need Shu Ono from Reform Immigration for America. Now, you're a large coalition. You're bringing a lot of people together. You have an opportunity to get a lot of attention. You're down there. And I just want to, you know, give you an opportunity to learn the freedom argument, to learn the freedom message. You saw what happened with the Lovelution. Now, Dr. Paul's like, yeah, you know, go do the border thing. But, you know, he said in the debates, he's going, look, they're using immigration as a scapegoat for a welfare, warfare country that we're just, you know, that's why we got the problems. They're just being the scapegoat. And of course, he knew better than buck the whole issue, but he was definitely putting out the freedom argument there, saying, look, man, this, when you eliminate all this government, this becomes a non-issue. Are you willing? If you make that argument, ooh, you're going to be popular.
I like it. I mean, you know, you're making a lot of sense to me. I think, yeah, going ahead, moving ahead with legislation, knowing that compromise is coming, I think we need to actually really think about that and push back as hard as we can on what you're talking about. I think you know, problems with the E-Verify. We know what that is. Problems with bills like SB 1070. We see it. I mean, you know, requiring everybody to have to carry ID with them at all times and just being stopped for whatever reason.
It's just like the Patriot Act. They passed a Patriot Act saying, oh, it's to protect the United States from terrorists. No, it was to protect the government from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole thing is not about immigration. There, whatever conditions that you have that you stipulate to in getting whatever the main thing you want, just people want to stay here and not be separated from their families and have the threat of getting arrested all the time, you'll go, okay, don't do that and chip me. Well, guess what? You just advocated for me being chipped. Here it comes. You know, and I'm just going to, and you're like the freedom guys. I want to ally with you. You know, what if the immigration, or instead of relying on help from the Democrat Party and the unions and all this block vote total kind of, now we'll have Democrats in forever to pass more socialist garbage, which is why these people left their country. They left for a reason. The philosophy of liberty is a flash animation. We pass out these cards. Oh, you probably saw them down there. We pass them out all over. Filosofia de la Libertad. I mean, you know, they go in there and they watch this flash animation. Say, so the reason you left Mexico or Argentina or Chile or wherever you came from, the reason you left was because there was too much government destroyed your economy there, and you're going to come here and what, help these guys do it again? I'm going, you know, don't do it. Advocate for freedom. Freedom, baby, yeah. So I'm going, if I can get that, heck, man, you got a whole big, giant, new generation of libertarian-oriented young people that communicate directly with each other immediately, peer-to-peer on the internet, hit a Google Translate button. Heck, my page, freedomsphoenix.com, I push a button to translate the whole thing into Spanish. You know, or the Spanish articles into English. You know, this technology is available for you to have an enormous freedom loving, yes, bring them on, guys, but no. They come in and advocating for more government. And not only is it more government, it's unionized more government. It is going after the employer when the employers are the ones probably that would be most on your side. So they keep carving all of us up and then pitting us up against each other and then offering the referee. Yay! You know, so I'm going, no, what if the entire immigration issue, and certainly those that are here illegally, I'll give you that, it's not legal, advocate for, you know, make us legal. And you know what? We just want to be human beings and everybody be human beings. It's a Constitution thing, human being. And I'm like, yeah, I'm with you, brother, man. We're all over it. But when you start bringing in government, when you start selling out and trading off for biometric IDs, people are going to be checking to get what it is that you want. They're using you, the right, the left, this Homeland Security industrial complex thing. They're using you to get body scanners. They're using you to get biometric IDs and retina scans and paperwork. And they're using you for this, and you're letting them. Stop!
So it seems to me, they're using the fear of immigrants to get this done, right? I feel like that's probably where we really need to be fighting back, is to try to reduce that fear so that they can't use people's fears, anxieties. I mean, I think you brought up a really good point from the Patriot Act thing. They were using the fear of terrorism to, you know, institute all these kind of invasive policies. I think, you know, that I think the vigil actually is helping. The people camped out in front of the state capitol, I think, in that, you know, these people are very peaceful families praying together. You know,
you have guys
clock.
Like,
and I think that kind of activity probably makes a lot of sense to try to reduce the level of fear that's driving all this stuff, and that, you know, politicians like Russell Pierce are taking advantage of.
He's just a front for this stuff. You know, he's always been a front for that. You know, it's not these people that are out, you know, taking a hit and, you know, they're just shills, you know, and I don't want you to be perceived as being the same thing on the other side and not even realize it. You know, they'll take whatever coalition of resources and power and money and everything that you can muster around this issue, and they will use it to get what they've always wanted, which is to track everybody. That's what's behind this. And when you have the freedom argument of just, we just want to be free. We're just human beings. We're part of the, we are part of the community. We are part of the, we don't want your welfare stuff. We don't want you, you know, reject it. Say, we don't want it. We don't need it. We don't, we just want to work. You know, this is, you know, heck, you know, make us, you know, we'll, I tell you what, instead of a biometric ID, we'll sign a thing. We never will get any kind of public service ever. Heck, we'll even homeschool our own kids. You know, whatever. I mean, you do that. That's a freedom thing. Ooh, we'd be starting some freedom schools for you. So I'm just going, this is, it's a whole different way of looking at it. Because it's always, well, we have equal entitlement to the welfare that you're getting or something. Well, there's freedom for you. You know, from a libertarian standpoint, I don't want the program to be exist to begin with. I don't care if you're from Montana or Kentucky. You're still stealing from me. But nobody ever addresses that. It's always about the equality of the equal opportunity to steal from my neighbors. The equal opportunity for me to take from you and redistribute because they need it. Oh, well, I'm feeling a lot better now. How about not? How about you guys be the freedom people? How about you be the ones that, you know, are self-sustaining? How about you are the ones that take care of your own? How about you do that?
Huh.
Then you're welcome. Come on in. I want more Mexicans, man. Bring them on in.
This has been really enlightening for me. I mean, I really appreciated this conversation. Lots to think about. I think, you know, I think you've given me certainly a new perspective on this issue that I feel like I need to be pushing for.
How is a right-wing Schumer and all these guys, you know, Kyle and McCain, all these that keep flip-flopping back and forth anyway, how are they going to address when you have the Hispanic, the immigrant community comes up and says, you know what, let me tell you the deal that we're willing to make. Here's the deal. We don't want any of your stuff. Heck, we only want public schools. We'll take care of our own health care. But then they'll go, well, you can't do that. It's illegal for you to get, you know, penicillin. They go, yeah, or, you know, I'll just go to the feed store and buy it for my my dog. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I mean, you know, this is, I do. You know, ooh, did I say that out loud? You know, the thing, you know, this is my point. If you become more freedom-oriented than what they are, where's their moral high ground? What do they come back with?
I see what you're saying.
You know, so then that makes you the freedom people. Yeah, we need more freedom people. Yeah, you know, Mexican libertarians watching Filosofía de la Libertad. You know, come on in. See, this is my point. You're going up against the American people. You want to impose more controls on employers. You want to impose more opportunity for them to be equal to get access to programs. You want more. That's exactly what they're screaming about. And they want you to say that. They need you to say that so that they can justify putting a chip in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, in my opinion.
Well, I know. It's a really valuable opinion. I really appreciate that. I mean, certainly nobody wants, you know, I don't want a chip in my body. I absolutely agree with you. I don't like this personally, you know, this whole biometric stuff. I think it's ridiculously invasive.
But what happens if there's legislation? I'm not even sure this would be constitutional or whatever, but I mean, just the advocacy of, you know what we're willing to do to stay here? We're willing to, you know what, you want us to sign something that we're not going to take advantage of any public works program? Okay, I'll do that. Can I have a job, please? You know, and we go, I go, yeah, come on down. So who's everybody on welfare? United States citizens, yay.
Because right now already, you know, like, you know, there's like a five-year waiting period for any kind of public assistance for immigrants. The legal immigrants are, you know, ineligible for any kind of welfare, et cetera.
Take away their arguments.
That's actually going to probably be, there's going to be a compromise where, you know, that waiting period or whatever will be longer, those kinds of things will probably be in the works, I think.
I'm just telling them, we don't want it. We're good. We'll take care of ourselves. It used to be like that. I'm sure the Hispanic community would take better care of themselves, want to take care of themselves.
That's right. You're absolutely right about that.
Yep. You know, so, I mean, I see 100, and you would have allies, principled, hardworking allies like me. Don't take away my freedom so that you can just stay in the country so you can be a branded slave. Yay! Well, that's an improvement. You know, let's not. Something to think about. You go ahead and think about it. You contact me if you need help, man, because I'm you get me going on this issue.
All right. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Shu Ono from ReformImmigrationForAmerica.com. Hey, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it, man. We'll be right back with Sean Dow on The Cameras Are Coming Down. We're breaking down that police state a little bit.